present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
One Jump Behind. Well, there it is, Alfie. What do you think of it?
It's very nice, Jimmy. Very nice indeed. In fact, you know, it's the nicest one I've ever seen. What is it?
I'll give you a clue. It's a soapbox.
Oh. Can you give me another clue?
It's a soapbox.
Oh, that's a good clue. But what's a soapbox?
That wooden thing on wheels over there is a soapbox.
Well, hang on, I'll think of it in a minute.
You're going round the bend.
I'm pulling your leg as well.
Oh, I'll see.
I knew all the time what it was, because Charlie Thompson told me he swapped it with you for your water pistol. See, I had one myself when I was a kid.
Did it have four wheels and a rope to steer it?
Oh, be daft, you don't have wheels on a water pistol. It'd have quite a thought, you... I'm going in to see Susan.
Just a minute. I want you to help me with the speed trials.
You what?
I want to see how fast my soapbox will go around the corners. Here, give me a shove off down the path.
Not likely.
You'll probably end up taking a shortcut through your granddad's greenhouse while the door's still shut.
Oh, you're quite safe. He's not here.
Well, where is he?
He goes to see Tommy Twig on Friday afternoons.
Tommy Twig? Oh, you mean his pal from Liverpool who's got no teeth and talks funny?
Yeah, Toothless Tommy. The Scotland Road Scouser who can't say Zetan. Go on, just give me a shove, enough to get me going.
Oh, all right, here goes.
Good lad, Alfie, I'm off.
Hey, now be careful.
Watch me go around the corner. Look out. Hey, up. Oh. Oh, heck.
Hey, Susan, are you all right?
You stupid little horror. He's drawn a hole in my jeans. Look.
Alfie, you're too young to look. Turn the other way.
You little menace, you.
Ow! You hit me!
Hit you? I'll murder you!
Susan, pull that shovel down!
Stop it! Stop it, you two! What's going on?
He ran into me with his stupid soapbox.
Oh, no, that soapbox again. What's the damage this time?
She's dented me dashboard.
Shut up, you. He's torn my jeans and scratched my leg. Look, I'm bleeding.
Bleeding? Oh, no.
Catch him, somebody's going to faint.
You'll be the one who'll be unconscious in a minute. Just take that soapbox back to Charlie Thompson's this instant and leave it there.
I'm sorry if I've caused a bit of trouble with it.
Bit of trouble? You knocked two boards off the fence, ran over the postman's foot and scratched the paint on the vicar's car.
Oh, yes, but I was very sorry for the vicar.
Why?
Because he wanted to swear and he's not allowed to.
Take that thing back.
Yes, Mum.
I'm on your way. Leave this trowel at Mr. Twing's. Your granddad forgot to take it.
Right, Mum. You won't tell me granddad about this, will you?
Not if you get rid of that soapbox. But you'll know what to expect from him if you don't.
Yep. He'll get his carpet slipper, lay me over my soapbox, and buckle me chassis.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the
flowers gone?
Oh, hi there, Jim. If you're looking for your granddad, he's just left.
Good. I want to ask you a favour.
Well, I just finished this job first. I'm tidying up the vegetable patch. I've had a very good year this year.
I know. My granddad said you grew so much stuff, your slugs all died of overeating.
He's right, though, Jim. You know, I grew a lot. Cabbages, leeks, radishes. Funny thing, though. Funny thing, Jim, I didn't get a stick of celery. Not one single stick.
Why not?
Never planted any. Oh, excuse the joke, Jim.
Why in such a good mood? Is it because Mrs. Twig's away in Liverpool?
That's right, Jim. I'm taking advantage of the peace and quiet to do a few odd jobs.
Is that why you want this trowel?
Oh, good, you brought it. Your granddad forgot it.
Oh, he's always forgetting things. If I've been out all day and he meets me in the street... He pats me on the head and asks me how my granddad is. Hey, are you laughing or have you got a slow puncture?
Oh, dear. Here the case you are, Jim. Oh, right case. Anyway, thanks for bringing the trowel. See, I'm punching the chimney tomorrow. See, all the plaster's gone loose. And I'm having trouble with the wind.
Have you tried bicarbonate?
Now, don't start me off again. Anyway, Jim, what's this fairy you want me to do for you?
Would you give a good home to a tired, worn-out old soapbox?
Soapbox? Oh, I didn't see it in the dark there. What have you brought it round here for?
A few to put in your greenhouse till Monday. You see, Charlie Thompson won't have it back now.
Quiet, Jim, quiet. Shush, quiet.
What's the matter?
Down there. Can you hear that noise?
Do you mean that rustling in the bushes?
Yes, sir. I've left the top off my coal frame, and I'll lay 64 he's after my bulbs.
Who is?
There he is again. I heard him again. I'll murder him. I'll duplicate him. He's always in there.
What? I can't tell what you say.
He's after me, Crocus. He's a big anti-mummy moment. He's a big hairy muggy. I'll make him into Scottish meat.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Big useless tabby cat from next door. I'll kill him. I'll have his guts for tennis racket, shall we?
Oh, calm down.
See, I'll get him, Jim. One of these nights when he's not looking, I'll get him.
Whoa. Calm down.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim, but when I see that moggy in my garden, it's like a red rag to a bull in a china shop. Now, what were we talking about?
My soapbox.
Oh, your soapbox. You want me to keep it in my greenhouse?
That's right. It's only till Monday morning, then I'll get rid of it.
Oh, well, that's different. Wheel it in, Jim. I'll lock it away till Monday.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Twig. You're a pal. You won't tell anybody, though, will you?
Jim, as the man said when he put the glue on his jam butty by mistake, my lips is sealed.
Oh, good. I'll pick it up at Monday morning on my way to school and raffle it off in our class.
Raffle it off? What, in school?
Yeah, we're always doing it. We sell each other tickets for things we want to get rid of.
Hey, Jim, that's an idea. You can have two raffles on Monday.
What's that?
Your soapbox and my missus.
Mom, can't we start dinner? Oh, me tum's doing a war dance.
We're waiting till your granddad gets back from church.
Oh, but it's turned 1 o'clock. The service finishes at 12.
Well, perhaps the vicar's having a word with him.
Oh, yes, it'll be about snoring during the sermon.
Shut up. We're not eating till he gets back.
No, I'll read the Sunday paper. What's the headlines? Man found in bushes outside girls' hostel. I was only looking for mushrooms, he said.
I'm sorry I'm late, but, well, you see, after the service, I met an old pal in the vestry.
The vestry? That's a funny name for a pub.
Will you stop it, Jimmy? Go on, Father.
Well, he's a chap I haven't seen for Clinkwim occasionally, and he was telling me... Oh, well, I'll tell you after lunch.
Oh, no, go on, Grandad. You were in the Rose and Crown.
Aye, that's right.
And he was in there drinking while I was sitting here rumbling.
Oh, Susan, go and start getting the lunch out, will you?
Certainly, Mother. It won't be a minute.
Now, finish what you were saying, Father.
Aye, well, you remember this bloke, Pat, Jack Burns, the ambulance driver. He was telling me he took Tommy Twig into the hospital yesterday.
Oh, dear, what's the matter with him?
Well, he fell off the roof while he was pointing the chimney.
That's Tommy Twig. Anything for a laugh.
Jimmy, it's not funny. His leg's badly hurt. And they're keeping him in the hospital for a couple of days for observation.
I suppose you'll be going to see him, Father.
Oh, aye. I want to get the key off him.
Key?
Well, the key to his greenhouse. I'm going to go round there and stoke his boiler for him.
Hey, but you mustn't. You'll see it.
See what?
The soap. Soap, Mum. I want to wash my hands before I stoke my have me dinner.
Oh, I'll go and help Susan with the lunch. You'll be going to visit Mr. Twig tonight, then, Father.
Aye, Pat, before I go to the Rose and Crown.
What time will you be going to the hospital tonight?
Well, visiting time is 7 to 8.
Good, I'll be there at 6.
You what?
Talfy's at 6 o'clock. We're going out.
Oh, well, it's time for lunch. Come on, Jimmy, up to the table.
Yes, Grandad. If you get to that greenhouse before I do, I'll be eating at another table. The operating table.
Going on, I call round to see Susan and you drag me away before I've even got off my bike.
Look, stupid, when the next door neighbour brought Mr. Twig to the hospital, he still had his greenhouse key with him and we've got to get it.
Oh, that's why we come to the hospital?
Yes, we've got to get the key off Mr. Twig before me grandad tells me mum what he saw in Twig's greenhouse and she twigs what Twig's done.
you mean with your soapbox?
Yeah, that's right. So let's get there.
They won't let us in until visiting time.
They will if I'm Jimmy Twig who's come to see his dad.
Oh, be daft, they might not believe you.
Oh, they will if I have my uncle with me. Alfie Twig.
Hey, fancy that. I never knew Mr. Twig had a eh? You mean I'm him? Your uncle? Who isn't?
Yes, you're another twig on the family twig. You're the ones the birds got at.
Now then, look, I won't help you if you're going to be rude.
You've got to help me. If I don't get that soapbox back, I'll be in trouble with me mum for not doing what I was told. All you've got to do is pretend you're my uncle, Alfie Twig.
What a daft name, Alfie Twig.
Yes. Suits you. Now, come on, Uncle Twighead. Let's go and find the inquiry office. This is the inquiry office. Don't forget you're Tommy Twig's brother, and I'm his son.
Oh, all right, get on with it.
They're a bit slow, aren't they? Hello, anybody in? Come on, shop. Any broken biscuits?
No, that's quite enough of that. Broken biscuits, this is a hospital.
Well, have you any broken legs?
Hey, shut up, Jimmy. Can you help me, mister, please?
I shall try.
Are you a brain doctor?
Brain doctor? No.
Then you can't help him. Look, mister, I've got to get into one of the wards, and I don't know which one it is, you see.
Hold it just a moment. Could I have your name, address, and religion?
Jimmy Clitherola. Look, I'm not a patient. I've come with me uncle here. We want to...
Oh, you, sir.
Your pardon? Oh, his uncle. Yes, it's me.
Right, sir. Name, address, and religion.
Yeah, I'm Alfie Hall. Hold me leg! Okay, no, I mean Twig. All Twig. You're Alfie, uncle.
He's not sick. Well, not more than usual. We've come to see Mr. Tommy Twig. You see...
Ah, your visitors. Your visiting hours, 7 to 8. You're too early, too soon. Come back later.
Can't wait. Too late. Got to go home.
It's Mr. Twig we want to see, and we can't come at 7.
Well, we don't normally allow casual visiting out of hours, ad hoc, just any time.
But it's a matter of life and death.
There is no Mr. Twig on the danger list.
No, but I am.
Well, is he a close relative, blood relation, next of kin?
He's my dad, my father, my parent, I'm his son.
I'm Mr. Twig's uncle, nephew.
He's my dad's brother.
That's right. Hello.
Well, I suppose it will be all right. Yes, yes, yes.
Good. Where do we go?
Well, you have to wait until I check whether he's back in the ward. I see that he was down to go for an X-ray this afternoon. So just go and wait in the room, Mark. Outdoor patients. That door over there, that one. I'll come and let you know. Tell you as soon as he's ready, finished, back in the ward.
Right, will do. Roger and out. Come on, Alfie. Uncle... Be as quick as you can, please, mister. My dad will be crying for me, sobbing, wetting his pillow.
Right. I'm more like trying to get away from you, I should think.
Come in here, sit down, shut up.
Oh. Don't start getting your needle stuck. And if anybody asks, remember who you are.
Yeah, I know, I'm your dad's daft brother, your uncle. Don't now, keep quiet.
Hey. There's some right ones in here. Let's clerk guessing what's wrong with them.
Okay. Keep your voice down, people. They're looking at us.
They're trying to guess what's wrong with you. Mine, that shouldn't be hard.
You were asking for it.
Shh. They're looking at us.
Behave yourself.
I wonder what's wrong with her.
Who?
That blonde girl at the end. The big one. Bah, she's a fat one.
Shut up. Mind you, I bet they had a job getting her in the ambulance.
Ambulance? They brought her in a removal van. Hey, by the way, you're getting a bit tubby these days.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be losing that now I'm playing football again.
I know how you could lose 10 pounds of ugly fat in one day.
How?
Cut your head off. Now, that bloke at the end, I'll bet he's got a headache.
Which bloke?
The one with the axe in his head.
He hasn't got axes. Oh, shut up with your daft games.
Well, let's play hospitals. I'll be the doctor. Now then, young man, put your tongue out. Oh, I should leave it out. If you put that back, you'll poison yourself.
Will you stop trying to be funny?
Oh, go and see that bloke at the inquiry office again. It's nearly 6 o'clock.
We haven't been here 5 minutes. He said he'll come and tell us. Now, just be patient.
Oh, all right. It's a bit miserable here, isn't it? Not even a telly. After an hour in this waiting room, you'd be glad to have an operation just to liven things up a bit.
Stop.
Look at the posters on the wall. Have you been immunized? Have you been immunized, Alfie?
Ah, well, when I was a baby.
Oh, that's what did it. Be a blood donor. We need your blood. If you can't send it, one of our vampires will call.
Where did he say that?
Did I frighten you? You know what they do? They stick a tube in your arm and suck the blood out into a pint bottle.
Ugh, shut up.
That's what you give a pint. When Mr. Higginbottom gave one, me grandad said it had froth on.
Don't be horrible. You might feel awful inside.
You mean your stomach's laughing? Hey, you'd be no good as a doctor, would you? As soon as you started to operate, when the blood...
Oh, shut up. I don't even like to hear the word.
What word?
Blood
work.
Stop
me.
All right, I won't mention it again.
What?
Blood.
Yeah. Just take a seat, Mrs. Prendergast. I ring the board and ask if your husband's conscious. Come round yet, recovered.
Oh, thank you very much. Baby is rather heavy.
Yeah, move up, Jim. Yeah, sit down here, lady.
Thank you.
Can I hold the baby for you?
Oh, would you? Thank you.
Here we are. Come to Uncle Al, eh? Who's a pretty girl, Dan? Who's a pretty girl? Hey, she's laughing.
Well, she's looking at your face.
Would you keep her there a minute? I'll just go and get a drink of water.
Yeah, that's right. It's just through the door there.
I won't be a second.
Mrs. Prendergast, you can see your husband now if you go straight down to the end zone.
Oh, thank you. My poor Harry.
She's gone, Alfie.
Yeah, well, her husband is... Hey, Mrs., your baby. Linda, she's here. You've forgotten Linda. Come back.
Alfie, you've been left holding the baby. Oh, reckon from the sound of it, you're holding the wrong end. Oh. Alfie, try covering your face up.
Oh, dear me. Oh, rock a bad baby on a tree to you. Naughty Linda. I think she's had a little accident.
Now, settle down, Mr. Twig, and have a good rest.
All right, you are, nurse. I'm ready for a snooze.
Pardon?
A snooze, a kip, you know, 40 winks.
Yes, I thought you'd have been off before now after I gave you that tablet. Anyway, you won't wake up once you do go off, not for 8 hours at least.
Oh, I sleep here all right. It's lovely. I didn't know I'd get a room on my own in the hospital. You know, I feel a proper aristocrat.
Well, it's only for a day or two. They call these a side ward.
Oh, I see.
Oh, by the way, you can't have visitors until tomorrow, I'm afraid. Doctor wants you to have an undisturbed rest. Still, your wife can come tomorrow.
I hope not. She's over in Liverpool. With a bit of luck, I'll be out before she gets in.
You are a naughty man, aren't you?
I know.
Anyway, off to sleep now.
Right you are, nurse. Oh, it's comfortable in here, you know. Oh, I could sleep for a fortnight.
Oh. Right. Come on, Alfie. Quick, before the nurse comes back.
She doesn't catch us. That bloke at the inquiry office said no visitors are allowed.
We're not visitors. We're here on business. She's asleep now. Hey, Mr. Twig, wake up. Mr. Twig, wake up.
Ah, come, he's well away, isn't he?
Yeah, it's all your fault. We'd have caught him while he was awake if you hadn't gone the wrong way.
Oh, you weren't sure.
No, but you were. First left, first right, down the corridor, left again, and we're there. We were there, all right, in the maternity ward. I think you've got babies on the brain today.
All right, now stop napping and wake Mr. Twig up before that nurse comes.
Right, pass me that jug of water.
Can I pour the jug of water on him?
I'm only going to dip my fingers in and sprinkle him. Pass it over.
All right, but be careful.
Here we go. Come on, Mr. Twig, wake up, wake up.
Watch it. Oh, it's raining again. Watch it.
Let's have another dip, Alfie. Come on, Mr. Twig. I christen you Tommy Van Winkle. It's no good. I'll give him a shake. Come on, Mr. Twig. Come on. The roof's falling in. Fire! Come on, let's have you.
Hey, Missus, stop snatching.
Oh, you'll never wake him. Hey, steady on. You'll knock him unconscious before you wake him. After you knock him, wake him.
Pull him out, we'll walk him up and down.
He's got a bad leg.
Well, make him up. Will you wake up, Mr. Twig? Ooh, hey, I'm hurting my hands. No use. Pass that jug, I'll give him the lot.
What on earth are you doing? Who are you?
I'm Mr. Twig's son, and he's...
His deaf brother. Uncle. Mr. Twig.
I don't care. You're not allowed in tonight. Get out.
Well, it was the keys to his greenhouse we wanted so we can look after his plants. He might die.
Yes, if his grandfather finds it. I mean...
There are no keys here. The lady who came with Mr. Twig, his next-door neighbour, I believe, she took his clothes and things back with her.
What? And we've gone through all this for nothing. Come on, Alfie, let's get to the woman.
Oh, hello there, Jim. Oh, just waiting to go. What's good? Oh, well, it's nice of you to come and see me, Jim.
Oh, get to sleep. That's all we needed. The woman next door being out. If you hadn't wasted all that time at the hospital, we'd have been...
Yeah, go on, blame me. You put the blooming soapbox in the greenhouse, not me. I don't even know why I'm here.
Because your father didn't have enough sense to shoot the stork.
Now listen, you.
I'm sorry. Come on, let's see if we can break into the greenhouse.
We're not breaking anything.
Hey, look, there's a light in the greenhouse. I'll bet that woman's been in there all the time we were knocking on her door.
Well, anyway, you can get in now. Come on. Hey, but you always have luck on you, as I.
It's not luck, it's brains. Excuse me, missus. Oh, heck.
Jimmy, what are you doing here?
Grandad, what are you doing here?
Your grandad asked first. Oh, dear, it's Grandad, Mr. Trouble. Double Finkler.
We, thought we might, have a look at Mr. Twig's plants. Didn't we, Alfie?
Yes, before Mr. Sinclair found the bag.
Sorry, Alfie, the door blew back.
Well, I told you I was going to stoke up Tommy's boiler.
Yes, but... You were going to the hospital first.
Well, they told me he can't have any visitors. Anyway, the lady next door had the key.
Well, now you're here, you better give me a hand.
Yes, sir. Me and Alfie will move some of this rubbish out. Grab the wheels, Alfie.
No, no, I want that old box.
But it's a soap box, Jim. Below me, other leg.
Well, obviously, Tommy had it here for firewood. Now, hold that end, Jimmy, while I chop it.
But you can't chop this.
It's what?
It's firewood. I'm holding it.
It should burn a treat, this old box.
Oh, heck. 10 bob up this money. After all I've been through, somebody up there doesn't love me.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Elsie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Frank Roscoe as Tommy Twig, with Brian Truman and Rosalie Williams. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.